Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Greg Cazera. Greg is, as you know, is Director of Marketing for Shale Crescent USA. Greg, am I saying that right? Have you taken over? Are you the CEO and the chairman and the emperor over there yet? Or am I saying that title right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. And he's got decades of experience in the energy industry, and he just got back from Japan. He's given us a travelogue, a report on how they think about energy in their own country, which benefits us because we're exporting energy, and manufacturing income. They no longer are thinking first, let's build it here and ship it to America. Why don't we ship the intellectual property over there? Let their poor schlubs in America, they want to work. Let them build the stuff. We ship the profits back. Profits come back a lot cheaper than cars come over, don't they?
That's it. And they don't need our cars, believe me. They
right.
run, most of their cars are hybrid.
They're building a brand new plant in the southeast and a new Toyota plant in the southeast right next to a motor plant that they've been building for a long time.
Well, you know what we heard from a lot of those, once they understood the energy thing, it was surprising. One of the biggest, best leads we have is there's already, like you said, Toyota's here, Honda's here, we got Hino that's building trucks here. These Japanese companies are asking us, how can we be part of their supply chain?
Mm-hmm.
How can we locate in America and supply Toyota and Honda and our other Japanese companies? How can we be part of it? Maybe we can make tires. Maybe we can make dashboards. But that's where they're thinking. And we came back with, I mean, it takes time to develop. Japan is not it's a very slow developing relationship.
Yeah. It's not like America. You can walk into an office in America or somebody you never met and walk out with a contract. You can't do that in Japan.
Oh no. And matter of fact, it takes if they're going to move a plant here or expand a plant here, I found out it takes a unanimous vote by the board of directors for that to happen.
Wow.
So you can imagine it.
And
takes
it could
time
take and, it could take you 5 years just for them to trust you.
Yes. And we were fortunate, the state of West Virginia, and we went over there with AEP, the power company, had built a lot of those relationships. So I was able to just tell
you. You were able to glom on, weren't you?
it was fun. It really was.
Greg, they call you Greg the Glommer, I think. Isn't that what they called you over there?
Actually, in Japan, they call me Kazera-san.
Kazera-san, okay. That's funny.
And we were prepared. We had Japanese business cards. We had our brochure and our
you've got to respect them, or they won't do business. You've got to be respectful, don't you?
Absolutely. And even the process, you don't just hand someone a business card. It's a process.
Right.
When they hand you their card, they bow and they give it to you with
hold it
hands.
With both hands.
And
yeah,
I,
all
I
that.
Kept mm-hmm. it with hands. And you don't just put the card in your pocket. You read it.
Yeah,
you
don't pick your teeth
name.
With it. That's not a good thing.
No. It's a very, you're right, very respectful people, very helpful, very friendly. And, Jim, can you imagine Tokyo proper, 14 million folks. I was there for a week, and my wife was with me. And all you go around town, there is, I do my morning runs, not a piece of paper, not a cigarette caught in the ground. I mean, you know, for a whole week, I didn't see it. That city is pristine,
mm-hmm.
and it's very quiet. The cars are hybrids. You don't hear a lot of honking or
right.
even a lot of noise. It's amazing, and the air is pristine. The air is probably cleaner there than it is in
mm-hmm.
my little town of Penn.
But back to the energy and the manufacturing, Greg, you know, it makes so much sense. Why send our LNG over there to build a fat car in their factory and then ship the car over here when we can ship the LNG from in the form of not liquid, right, from real natural gas, from West Virginia to, say, North Alabama, where they're building that new Toyota plant, And the cars are right there, and then the cars go out across America, and then they, as they say, they ship the profits back. They do that electronically. I mean, talk about saving energy. What? Look at the improvement in the in that carbon footprint.
Oh, it's huge. And the other thing that, that we explained to them that, that is a little different, because we're already seeing the results here in the Shell Crescent, this, this Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, is what I explained to them is a plant here in this Shell Crescent, the gas is literally under the plant. I mean, that's how close you are to the gas supply. And it's a multi-year. I had to explain to them where it's, because the other question they asked is these are, the matter of fact, when we were at the Petrochemical Association meeting, we were told, don't expect questions. And the questions you get will be from the lower level gentlemen, because the executive is going to sit back and they don't want to lose face.
Well, because you're not their peer. You're not their peer.
Yes. But what happened is we had, we, matter of fact, they wore us out with questions, well thought out questions.
Mm-hmm.
They were thinking about this thing. And one of the questions they asked us, and even Americans don't usually ask me, is, well, why did this happen? You went from 3% to 33% in 7 years. What changed? And it was all about horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing.
The fracturing.
Our whole...
Hey, Greg, I got a quick question for you. And I only got 15 seconds. Do you see this happening in other countries? Will other countries follow the Japanese model?
They will. I think we're going to see it in Europe.
Well, it's already happening in Europe, the BMW, which will grow manufacturing jobs in America, right?
Absolutely.
Very interesting. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.